Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, here's the question at the beginning of every show. Can you guys hear me on this microphone, or do I need to call in? And I do need to have somebody answer me, please. Somebody. Oh, thank you, Betty. Thank you, sweetheart. I'm going to run with that one then because it's easier. Hey, guys, we have got a fantastic rock and roll show for you today. It just, these songs just kept coming into my brain and I kept writing them down. I don't do song lists anymore, but I couldn't help it today. It was just like, okay, you got to do this. Get ready to just rock out and second of it, guys, because it's going to be beautiful. We're going to start it with Don McLean, and he's going to do American Pie.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And
was
Y'all know what day that's referring to, don't you? That is the day that Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper were killed in that plane crash going to their next gig. In February, of all times, to take a small plane somewhere, that was the first bad idea. But, yeah, that's the day that the music died. That's what that song is referring to. And it was a very sad day. I wasn't very old at that point, but I do remember hearing about the plane crash and the day the music died. And then that song came out, and I thought, I know what that song's talking about. So small planes just scare me to death. I'm not afraid to go somewhere in a big plane or a jet or something like that. That doesn't scare me. Small planes are scary. I have ridden in them, trying to get, every time I ride in them, it fills me so full of anxiety that I get sick and puke my guts out. But, you know, I keep trying, thinking I'm going to get over it. Well, at my age, I don't think I'm going to get over it. But there it is. I don't have to take a small plane much of anywhere. It's with just pleasure riding at that point. But that's what that song is referring to. So, yes, every time you hear that song, it is okay to get sad, even though it's a superb song. It's a fantastic song. But, you know, that's how it goes. All right. Next up on the agenda is ZZ Top. Now, you all know ZZ Top, right? Same three guys playing the same three chords for the last 50 years, and they're still, well, only two of them's left. But they're still performing, they're still doing it. So ZZ Top, and the only one who didn't have a beard was the drummer, Frank Beard. He had the name, figured he didn't need a beard, right? All right, here's ZZ Top with Sharp Dressed Man. From March 19th of 1955. Good rockin' tonight. Live.
Elvis Presley! Well, heard the news. Well, good you rockin' tonight. I'm a rock, man, a rock. Well, I heard the news. There's a good to rockin' tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can around tonight. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. There's a good to rock in the night. I said my baby's tight as I can around tonight. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I say meet me in a hurry behind the barn. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all of my blues. Yes, I heard the news. That'd be good to rock in the night. Well, yeah. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all the blues. If I heard the news, there's a good to rock in the night. Play it again.
All right, Elvis, good rocking tonight. Yes, and we got some good rocking tonight, too. How are you doing there, Sue?
Well, I'm a rocking, I'm rocking.
Okay.
What are you doing? Have you been today?
Hey, I'm playing music. I'm rocking. I've been listening to music all day long and talking to my friend and just having just music. That's what Thursdays are all about.
Yeah, you bet. Well, good.
So,
okay, well, hope everybody there. I haven't tuned into the chat just yet. I just got you on the phone, and then I normally go to chat. But
well, that's
anyway,
all right.
I was
Don't
a little
worry,
late, but that's okay. Okay,
that's okay. You didn't miss much. So this is an hour and a half.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay, then let's go with the Doobie Brothers and China Grove.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, this music that I'm playing today is music that I used to hear regularly, 3, 4, 5 times a week in my house. This is just what happened. So you can imagine how lost I have been the past year and a half without my stereo. I don't know where it went.
No, I'm sure.
I don't know what happened to it. I'm hoping when I move there will be one, because I'm basically going crazy. I got no CD player. No, I do have a DVD player, so that helps. But I got no CD player. I've got no record player. I've got no cassette player. I've got no recorder except on my computer. I'm at a loss. I am just freaking out, and I can't remember if my Marty Robbins album was on that turntable or not. If it was, it's gone, and it was the Gunfighter album. So I would be devastated. But, you know, there's nothing I can do about it because I don't know what happened to it. It's just not in my house, and I don't like that. But, you know, you know what? That's the only thing that I didn't eventually find. Everything else that I could find at first, I did eventually find, but I cannot find my stereo. So I have absolutely no idea on God's green earth what happened to it or where it is. The only place I can't get to is the bottom of my trunk. But if I recall correctly, I had that full of blankets and stuff. So, I'll get another one. I'll get another one, or maybe I'll move into a place that already has one. I'll have to ask. Anyway. On to the next. Here is Jefferson. Now, do you guys remember Jefferson Airplane with Grace?
Sure.
Flint? Before it was Jefferson Starship? I just couldn't get that. But anyway, Jefferson, they made a name for themselves as Jefferson Airplane. They were very popular, and they had hits. And then all of a sudden you hear that they've become Jefferson Starship. And you're going, what? Why did they do that? I never could get used to that. I think that was probably a big mistake when they changed their name, because they didn't do quite as well under the Jefferson Starship because nobody could remember the new name. They kept looking for Jefferson Airplane. But anyway, Grace has one of those voices that you could never forget.
Yeah.
So, and they did, she did quit eventually, and they had to replace her. I couldn't believe it, but the gal they replaced her with could sound just like her.
Yeah.
It was totally freaky. But I thought, well, good for them. Maybe something will pick up for them, and they'll, I never did hear much from them after that. But, you know, hey, that's how it goes. All right, well, here is one of the most memorable songs from Jefferson Airplane called White Rabbit. And you guys know what they're talking about in that song, right?
I'm going to get that rug from out there.
Yeah, because they're talking about hallucinogenic mushrooms. Because Alice, when she went down that rabbit hole, she had all kinds of weird stuff. And she did eat hallucinogenic mushrooms and all that. And imagine she was shrinking and all kinds of stuff went on when she took that stuff. And do you realize that Lewis Carroll, who was the author of that book, was a drug addict? So he knew of what he was speaking. So a lot of people don't know that, but it's true. It's totally true. But the books he wrote were so awesome that if you don't think of it in that context, they're great books. What fantastic fantasies, you know? I enjoyed all of them. They were just fantastic. But, he was a drug addict, and she was taking some kind of mushrooms. So, I said, I ain't never taking no mushrooms. No way. I didn't either. All right. Boston. Y'all know Boston. Not the town, but the band, Boston. Yes. With that, especially the album with the, it looks like a spaceship on the front. If you look at that right, it's an upside down guitar. Look at that and see. But anyway, I love the colors on that album cover. That is so awesome. This is Boston with More Than a Feeling. Yeah, Boston. Yeah. More than a feeling. And, yeah, I've got one gal here who's looking for an 8-track. So if anybody has an 8-track, let me know your contact number, and I'll make sure she gets it. There's a reason they quit making those. Honey, there is a reason they quit making those. And it's because there probably aren't any left. They're all in the trash because they all broke and didn't work anymore and were cumbersome. And you could think of a half a dozen other reasons. But, you know, you've got a lot of 8-tracks, and you might just have to use them for decorations. And you
well,
put them over and around your music entertainment center or something.
Well, I have one that's an 8-track, and the other side is a CD player. But my damn 8-track started eating the damn things up.
There you go. That's why they don't make them anymore, and they've all ended up in the trash or melted down or thrown against the wall and busted into a million pieces because they did that very, very often. People quit buying them. People quit using them, and that's why they quit making them. So,
yeah,
it's like I told her good luck with that one because – I really don't think there are any left, to tell you the honest truth. And if there are some out there, they're not working. So that's
mm-hmm.
how she goes. Stick to your CDs or your vinyls.
Yeah.
I've got a huge vinyl collection, you know. So Christmas albums and classical albums and Western albums,
mm-hmm.
like Paul Revere
yeah.
and the Ranger and the Monkees and stuff like that. Back from when I was 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Almighty. All right. Now we're going to go for Journey. Now, Journey's lead singer is Steve Perry.
Yeah.
I think he's the band leader as well. I'm not real sure of that. I have no idea if he is related to the guitar player Joe Perry or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
the name caught my attention when I first learned that Joe Perry was playing in Hollywood Vampires, but I do not know
yeah.
if he's related to Steve Perry or not. Now, Steve Perry's three children, or three of his children, did start a musical group, and they had a pretty good run with three or four hits. But that
yeah.
was quite a few years ago. I don't know if they're still going. I haven't heard anything from them in a long time. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But here is
yeah.
Journey with Don't Stop Believin'. I did already answer Michaela's question, but I'm going to put it over there in case anybody else is wondering, too, that doesn't have the means to ask me. Steve's children's band was called the Band Perry, okay? Mm-hmm. And it was mm-hmm. his daughter and two sons. Her name was Kimberly. The sons were Reed and Neil. So that was... And that was in, let's see, they came out with their first song, I think. I was at the radio station. 2012. In 2015, 2014, something like that.
Yeah.
Somewhere right around. I started, well, maybe not that late. I started working at the radio station about 2003. 2002, 2003, yeah. October. And Band Perry came out, I think, 3 years later, 4 years later. So 2005, somewhere around in there is when they started. I don't know if they're still going. I haven't heard anything from them in quite a long time. So there you are. That's it. I still don't know if Joe Perry is related or not. I didn't have time to ask that question. Google it. They might know. That's what I would do. So there you go. All right, guys. We're going to hear from Elvis now again, and we're going to go with Steamroller Blues.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm on the road. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with sweet rock and roll. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a demolition derby, a heavy heart, steaming junk. Thank you very much.
Woo! There you go. Down and dirty. We like it. We like it. Down and dirty, don't we? Yeah, you said it. Okay, we've got... now, here's one that I haven't played before. I haven't played this band before, but I heard it for years in my own home. How I forgot about it and didn't play it, I have no idea, and I ain't exploring that. So, anyway, here is Chase with Get It On, and I dedicate this to a friend of mine.
You all through the night now. Lay out feelings out of sight. Get it on in the morning now. I'm gonna say just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make love to you. That's the kind of feeling I just won't quit. I said, come on, girl, now just a tip. Get it on in the morning now. It's gonna be just you and me in ecstasy.
On YouTube, because all of their music is that good. Horns, it just, yeah, fantastic. Handbags and Glad Rags, they've got some good songs on that album. It's a white cover with an upper row of guys running one way and a lower row of guys running the other way. You'll like it. If you like that song, you'll like the whole album. It's fantastic. I used to hear it all the time, and I just wish I had it. I forgot to ask for all of his albums and music when he died. I could kick myself, because now I got to replace them all. Man, I tell you. All right. I am going to play Led Zeppelin. Now, Hollywood Vampires did their version of this song not too long ago, just a couple of months ago, I think it was. But this is the original Led Zeppelin, Whole Lotta Love.
You need we
All right. Now that is Led Zeppelin. Classic Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
You
okay.
Find it right in there.
Yeah.
Feel
all
it?
Right. Yep. Here you go with Moody Blues. No, it's not Nights in White Satin. I just played that about a week ago. So here's Moody Blues doing I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band. That's rocking. That's rocking. This isn't quite so rocking, but people think this is a rock band. It's not a country band either. They call it Southern Rock. why, where they got that nomenclature, I don't know, but that's what they call it. This is Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama. Play is in Spanish, all right? But it is so beautiful, and it's just a special song. So I'm going to read you the lyrics in English so you'll kind of have an idea of what he's saying. His name is Juanes, and he's got a beautiful voice. But here is what the song says. Here's the English words for the song. Every time I wake up and see that you are by my side, I feel renewed. And I feel devastated if you are missing. You control all of my reality and all of the rest. Your eyes slowly drive me to the sun, and your mouth speaks of love and heart. Your skin has the color of a red evening. And it's thanks to you that my heart beats. It's thanks to you that my eyes sparkle today. And it's thanks to you that I talk about love again. And it's thanks to you that my pain is soothed. And every time I look for you and I can't find you, I feel like a vagabond, lost around the world, confused if you're not here. how you stimulate my happiness and all the rest. Your eyes slowly drive me to the sun, and your mouth speaks of love and heart, and your skin has the color of a red sunset. And it's for you that my heart beats, and it's for you that my eyes sparkle today, and it's for you that I talk about love again, and it's for you that my pain is calmed. I think it's just a beautiful song, and I wanted to share that with you. Now I'll play it for you, and Juana sings it in Spanish. That's why I wanted to read you the English so you'd know what he's saying.
Cada vez que me levanto y veo que a mi lado estás, me siento renovado y me siento aniquilado, aniquilado si no estás. Tú controlas toda mi verdad y todo lo que está de más.
I love that song. I do love that song. It's fantastic. Well, you know, people, I have the last song I want to play is one that I sang, and it's 5 minutes long. So I'm going to take time here to say thank you for joining me for this show. I always look forward to the rock and roll shows because that's the music I grew up with. I grew up in the 60s, which rock and roll was not quite as rocky, but it was new. It was different from the 50s. And the 70s was a lot more rocky. This is mostly 70s stuff. And it makes me feel good. I love this music, and I hope you enjoyed it. I really hope you enjoyed it. I hope it lifts you up and gets you through the weekend, because the weekend's coming shortly, and you got to get through it. The weather's starting to get nice. You got to start doing nice weather stuff. You can't just sit in the house and watch TV. You got to start doing stuff. So, hey, guys, have a fantastic weekend. And join me on Sunday for the gospel show. It's only an hour. Won't take a whole lot of your time, but it's going to soothe your soul and give you peace to start your week. It's always good to start the week that way, because Monday isn't normally that way. So come on in on Sunday and see how much that helps you. Get some music, and hey, at least half the music is going to be Elvis gospel. You don't want to miss that. So come on in. Come on in, and I hope you enjoyed this. Now take the happiness in your heart that this music has given you and go out and share it. Smile at everybody. Say hi. You know, you don't have to get close. You don't have to touch. You know, if you're not comfortable with that, that's okay. But it doesn't hurt you to smile. Share your smile. You never know what good effect it'll have. And it'll have that effect on you as well. So go out and share it. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord to make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you peace. Take that with you into your week, people, and just have a fantastic weekend. Come and see me on Sunday for gospel. And don't forget, it's going to be a lot of Elvis gospel. So come on in. All right. Now I'm going to play a song I learned from Roberta Flack, First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
I felt the earth Fever, yeah, I burn for soup. and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, don't you dare, he gives me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. A fever! I'm his missus, daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever if you live and learn. Fever! Till you settle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.